Reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention Expo, I'm Kelsey Litchfield with your newly elected Eastern Region National Vice President, Ruthann Myers from Kentucky. First of all, Ruthann, what does it feel to be like a national officer?
It's incredible. I was up there on stage, the first one called, and immediately just looked to the right, saw my mom, we locked eyes, and before I knew it, Kristen, her name was called, and we were just embracing a great hug, and it was the best feeling in the world.
Introduce yourself a little bit and tell us where you're from.
I'm Ruthann Myers, and I'm from Harrodsburg, Kentucky. It's a very small town, smack dab in the middle of our state, and I'm pursuing a degree in agriculture education at the University of Kentucky.
Now tell us a little bit about your FFA journey up to this moment.
Well, I kind of say I grew up with FFA in my blood. Both my parents have taught agriculture education at some point in their lives, and I've always said I had the coolest babysitters that were in the FFA chapter growing up. So I've grown up with it, and I cannot wait to represent this nation.
What are you hoping to accomplish as Eastern Region and Vice President of the National FFA Organization?
Well, I've said all along through this process that my motivation is just to love people, love those FFA members, and if we can just love each other within this organization, we'll have such a great impact on our communities in this world. So that's what I hope to accomplish.
Who would you like to thank for helping you throughout this entire process?
I would really like to thank my mother and my older babysitter. His name is Andy. He's actually 86 years old, and we just had the best of times, and he's the one who originally showed me how to show true compassion. I give it all to him.
What are you looking forward to the most with your teammates in this upcoming year?
I just can't wait to get to know those other five individuals standing over there. I mean, they seem like great people, and we've got to spend the week together, and I can't wait to spend 51 more with them.
Is there any other advice you would give to FFA members? The theme this year of the 87th National FFA Convention Expo was Go All Out. How will you encourage members to go all out and beyond?
Well, my mom always told me, she said, we need to bloom where we're planted. And I think with this theme, wherever, in any situation that we are, just to completely go all out, bloom where we're planted, whatever that motivation is that you need to do, but just be the absolute best person you can in the moment.
Well, congratulations to Ruthann Myers, the Eastern Region National Vice President of the FFA Association. Congratulations and good luck in the upcoming year.
Thank you very much.
For FFA Today, I'm Kelsey Litchfield.